Impact Wrestling presents Slammiversary, their 15th anniversary pay-per-view, July the 2nd. Any longtime fan of Main Event Radio will know I've been a viewer, supporter of Impact, TNA, since day one. I ordered the very first pay-per-view on June 19th, 2002, never missing a show since. And one of the greatest wrestlers in the history of Impact is the Monster Abyss, and he joins us right now. Abyss, happy Slammiversary, 15 years, can you believe it?
Wow, thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me on. And no, you know, it's God, I sit back all the time and think on it. You know, it's been an incredible journey. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have the longevity and to have a career where I've been a part of all, every single Slammiversary, every anniversary year, and every year gets more and more special to me. And I know to the guys and so forth that are there. So it's a pretty big deal, and you know, really proud of it and really excited about it.
We've discussed your legendary career before on past appearances of yours, but Slammiversary is a time to look back. So I've been thinking about some of your greatest feuds with names such as AJ Styles, Sting, Christian Cage, Kurt Angle, Mick Foley, Sabu, Raven, Rhino, Dr. Stevie, Brian Kendrick, Desmond Wolfe, the Hardys. Every big name of the past decade and a half has gone through the wrath of the Monster Abyss.
Yeah, you know, I'm proud of that. You know, my fight record, you know, as far as who I've had the honor to mix it up with over the years is you know, I'll stack that resume against anybody's. I've been in the ring with some just incredible performers, incredible athletes, you know, and you mentioned a ton of them, you know, and just having to be in there with the contrast from AJ Styles to Sting, you know, to Hulk Hogan, to Samoa Joe, it's been a bucket list, to so to speak, for me of talent that I've been able to work with throughout the years.
Yeah, you got to team with Hulk Hogan against AJ Styles and Ric Flair in one of the highest rated episodes ever of Impact.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big honor. You know, that was one of those nights where I kind of pinched myself for a second because, you know, I was in the ring with you know, two of the all-time legends of the business and Hulk and Rick and a future legend in AJ. You know, that was a big night and something I dreamt of as a kid. So it was really truly a dream come true.
And then there's all the amazing Monsters Ball matches, barbed wire, shattered glass, Janet, and even getting thrown through a flaming table.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I definitely didn't take the easy road. You know, I've done it the hard way and done it that by choice and so forth. But you know, I'm proud of the Monstrous Ball. I'm proud of the history and legacy of the Monstrous Ball. To have a match named after you is you know, something I'm really proud of. And you know, I look forward to, you know, just watching generations ahead. You know, come up with new ideas and new swerves, new angles on that match, and just different stuff. And you know, it's something I'm really proud of.
What a run you've had, Abyss. What stands out the most for you looking back now at the past decade and a half, the past 15 years?
What sticks out the most, just, you know, God, like I said earlier, I'm just proud that I've been fortunate and capable to have that kind of longevity in a business where you don't always get longevity. You know, I've been with Impact since the beginning, and you know, going on this anniversary, just looking back at all the great accomplishment of the company throughout the years, you know, and the growth of the company. And sure, we've taken our lumps, and yeah, we've hit our bumps in the roads, but we've always come out on top. We've always come out ahead and striving forward and moving forward and doing big things. And I think, you know, the excitement level is really high right now because we are under a different day in a different era, and you know, really excited about the growth of this company in the coming years.
Is there anything you would have done differently?
Oh my God, I don't think I would have done anything differently. You know, I may have taken one or two less flaming tables to a concrete floor, maybe. but other than that, I don't think I would have done anything different. I'm extremely proud of my body of work and what I was able to accomplish and with Impact Wrestling and in the wrestling business in general, just overall. I'm really proud of that, and you know, that's that pride I have and my longevity there is something I really cherish a lot. So, yeah, I wouldn't have done anything differently, you know. When I wake up in the morning sometimes, I think I would have probably liked to have done things a little differently when I roll out of bed. But absolutely, I wouldn't have changed anything.
How is your body feeling right now?
Good. I mean, I feel it, you know. I'm not a springtime spring chicken anymore, as the old saying goes. But I feel good. I feel reinvigorated is probably the best word. To be able to help the younger talent that's there right now develop and attain their goals and attain the company's goals, and at the same time still be able to contribute, in the ring, and be an impact player, so to speak, for my own words. But that excites me, you know, to see this young talent growing and moving up, and me being able to help them and impose a little wisdom where applicable, and like I said, just continue to contribute.
This current reboot that Impact is going through, how do you feel it differs from past reboots that TNA/Impact has had over the years?
Well, what I feel different about the most is the vision of it. And Jeff Jarrett has a strong vision. He's always had a strong vision, and Jeff's always been the first one in the trenches for the fight. That's one of the things I respect and love about him so much is that, he's not just a talker. He's a doer, and he has a vision, and he knows where he wants to go, and he knows where he wants this company to go. And I think in the past, this company lacked a little bit of vision, a little bit of that overall vision of where we're going, where we want to go, where we want to end up. And Jeff has that vision. And when you have that kind of leadership, a lot of things go up, things happen, and a lot of good things fall into place. So I'm excited about the overall vision of the company moving forward.
Ryan Ryder in conversation with the Monster Abyss. Abyss, are you excited to bring back the Joseph Park character?
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a little clumsy, he's a little obnoxious, but he holds a dear special place in my heart for sure.
So you've got a match with Jeremy Borash along with Joseph Park against Josh Matthews and Scott Steiner that's taking place at Slammiversary July the 2nd. Joseph Park's taken an unorthodox method of training with Chinese buffets, studying film of Scott Steiner, talking to action figures. What can we expect from this odd matchup?
Well, you hit it on the head. It is an odd matchup. And I'm excited about teaming with, probably my best friend in the business. He's been my best friend in the wrestling business for, 14 years, maybe even longer, and Jeremy Borash. I've known that guy for a long time, since 1999, and we have a dear friendship. So we're in a little bit over our, perhaps a little bit in over our heads. I mean, Scott Steiner is Scott Steiner. So, Josh Matthews is talking a big game, so I think it's a unique matchup. It's definitely a different matchup. I think the fans can look forward to an entertaining spectacle if we can just keep out of the clinches of one Scott Steiner.
I found it funny when you guys were watching that Scott Steiner video and he was just spouting out these random statistics.
Scott, let me tell you, Scott is one of the most unique people ever in this wrestling business. I think his physicality and his size and his strength that has always spoken for himself. But he definitely has a weird way of the gift of gab. He definitely takes it to a whole new level. I know he's an angry man. I know that for a fact. You can probably tell from that segment that you watched with us. So we're going to do our best and hopefully get it together here in the next couple of weeks and be ready for July 2nd.
So your longtime partner, Crazy Steve, recently departed Impact Wrestling. Some memories of working with him?
Nothing but great memories, man. Steve's such a great piece of young talent and so hungry and passionate. Him and Rosemary both, being around them both really reinvigorated me as well. I'm kind of the old dog on the yard, and they were the new puppies on the yard, and it was great. They helped me out so much. I was able to help them out a little bit. We just got along so good. All three of us really do have a strong relationship and a friendship, and that just made it so much funner and so much easier. I mean, everything we did was so fun together.
Would a singles run be in the cards for you coming up? I think you've still got some gas left in the tank.
Yeah, I mean, I you know, to make no mistake about it, I've my tank's not full anymore, but I have a good good half tank in there. So I'm ready to go. And if that's the direction that this needs to go, then we'll see. You never say never, and we'll definitely see what the future holds.
Don West has been announced as being the announcer for Slammiversary on July 2nd. Any chance we see the original voice of TNA Impact, the Professor Mike Tenay?
I don't know. That's something that's kind of over my head. It's kind of something I'm not involved in, so I don't know regarding Mike. But I do know, having Don back is a special thing. Don, the history and the Impact wrestling fans know the history. Don was the original man. Him and Mike together, still to this day, one of my favorite teams ever. One of the most exciting, passionate teams ever. And to have B-Dub back and have Don back with us for Slammiversary just makes it even that much more special because of all the history that he was involved in and all the history that he helped make with the company. So I'm so excited that Don's back with us for Slammiversary. And I think it's going to be a special night.
Don's a very passionate individual, and so is Mike Tenay. I don't know if he's going to be there or not, but it would be really nice to have the both of them back together. But Don West, it's going to be great to hear his commentary.
It actually is. I know it's going to bring me down memory lane every time I hear his voice. So I'm really excited about it.
Are there any other planned surprises for Slammiversary that you can tell us about?
No, I mean, there's really nothing I can share, nothing I really know about yet. I think there's some great, intriguing matchups on it. Obviously, we're kind of a unique matchup. I think there's some really intense, belt versus belt, Alberto El Patron and Lashley, title versus title, DFW belt versus Impact belt, I think is going to be a really special match. I'm really excited and looking forward to watching that one. There's a great mix on this show. Slammiversary, it's not going to disappoint. It's going to be a little bit of everything. The Full Metal Mayhem between Davey and Angelina and Alicia and Eddie Edwards, I think, is going to be just a downright fight. Those four don't like each other legitimately, so I think that's going to be a special match as well. So there's a lot of great things. Rosemary and Sienna belt versus belt. It was a great mix of some strong and intriguing matchups for Slammiversary.
Who do you think will leave this champion, Alberto El Patron or Lashley?
I don't know, man. I'll tell you what. Both of those two guys are two of the toughest, if not the two toughest guys in the wrestling industry right now, in my opinion. So to call it, I don't know. Lashley might have the edge a little bit on overall power and strength, but Patron is such a veteran, such a smart competitor, so I think it's going to be a little bit of the battle of the brawn versus the battle of the mind, and I think it's going to be a special matchup.
Ryan Ryder with the Monster Abyss. Let's talk about the Impact Hall of Fame. You've got to be a front runner for that.
Well, you never know. I would definitely like to think that my credentials and my history and my resume kind of speaks for itself. I know that there's to me, at least, there's no bigger honor than the going into the Impact Hall of Fame. To me, that's the culmination of one's career, of everything that they put forward, body, mind, and spirit. And I definitely think I qualify for that spot as well. But we'll see. There's also a lot of other qualified and well-deserving folks as well for that. So. I'm definitely honored to be even be mentioned, as a possible candidate. I'm honored as well. So, like I said, that's the culmination of a great career. And like I said, I believe I'm deserving of it as well. Others are as well. So, we'll see. Maybe one day.
You most certainly deserve it, Abyss. And who are some of the names that you'd like to see be inducted into the Impact Hall of Fame, whether it be this year or upcoming years?
Yeah, thank you for your compliment. The names off the top of my head, Mike Tenay, definitely. You mentioned him earlier.
Yes.
I believe Jeremy Borash definitely deserves an acknowledgement in the Hall of Fame one day. What that guy has done in front of and behind the camera pales in comparison to what most people have done and what he's done for the company, and everything he touches turns to gold. So I definitely think he's up there. You know, Cowboy James Storm, that man's been around a long time and then done a lot of things, and then he has a pretty impressive resume as well, and has done a lot for Impact Wrestling over the last 15 years. So I think he's another one that's, you know, pretty well-deserving.
What about Dixie Carter? Do you think she should be in the Hall of Fame at some point?
I do. I truly do. I really believe that she should. You know, she's well-deserving. She ran a company, you know, for 15 years and established this history, gave us all the platform to do our thing and to, you know, to become an international company, you know, touring overseas, touring here at home in America, the merchandising, the action figures, the, you know, the Spike TV, you know, a lot of that, all that stuff was, you know, under her watch. So what she's done for this company, you know, is her resume speaks for itself as well. And I do believe that she's a deserving entry into the Hall of Fame, you know, for all that she's been able to do. I know she takes a beating in the media, and I know a lot of the wrestling, you know, the wrestling people, you know, the journalists, so to speak, love to pounce on her, but they don't really know the real woman and how hard she worked and all the effort that she put in and all the passion that she had. So she's definitely deserving.
Well, without her, there wouldn't have been an Impact, because she saved the company very early on in its history.
That's really true. I mean, and that's kind of what I'm saying, is that, you know, there was obviously some issues and some problems, but you cannot dismiss everything that she did great for the company. She did a lot of great things, and, you know, like you just said, there may not have been an Impact Wrestling if it wasn't for her. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I think it's without saying that, you know, she definitely is deserving.
James Storm, in an interview on TNA's social media pages, excuse me, Impact Wrestling social media pages, still gets a little bit getting used to the new name, the rebranding. He mentioned the Disciples of the New Church as somebody he'd like to see get inducted. Do you agree?
You know, that's an original team right there. You know, I was good friends with both of them, Wolfie D and Brian Lee, and worked with them several times. And those guys were really good. They were really good, really passionate. Really, really into what they were doing, portrayed those characters just incredibly well. So, you know, that's a blast from the past. I mean, that was one of the original, probably the original tag teams in back in the day, back in 2002. So, yeah, I mean, definitely you can throw those two on the list as well.
And you say James Storm. What about James Storm and Chris Harris together as America's Most Wanted?
Yeah, I mean, you can't deny the history that those guys had. You know, those guys were up and comers when Impact started. No one had really known either one of them. Neither one of them had been exposed on the international or on the national stage. That was their first kind of dip into you know, the big time, and a lot of pressure was on them. You know, they weren't well known, but they let their ring work speak for themselves, and were really doing a lot of things. I forget how many times they were tag team champions, but I believe it was 7 or 8 times.
Well, James on his own has been tag team champion 10 or 11 times. Together, they were tag champs 5 times.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, America's Most Wanted is a big part of the original history of Impact Wrestling. They were one of the first homegrown tag teams that had not been, you know, exposed on the national stage, that Impact Wrestling built from scratch, much like myself. You know, they built it from the beginning. So, those two guys are so well-deserving.
Moving along here, there's been some big returns recently to Impact Wrestling. Scott Steiner, you're going to be facing at Slammiversary, low-key, and the recently winner of the X Division Championship, Sanjay Dutt. Who else would you like to see a return to Impact?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't know. I mean, there's so many guys. I could sit here and rattle off names forever. Just, you know, because of my personal relationship with them and because they're such incredible workers. You know, I really don't have an answer to that. I could go a million different ways with it. You know, there's been a lot of incredible talent that has come through the doors and worked with Impact Wrestling over the years. And I think that's something huge for the company, the history of this company. You know, this company's entertained some of the biggest, if not all the biggest names at one point or another in wrestling. So, You know, that's another thing I think that we as a company are really proud of, to see how much history has come through the doors and how much stuff we've, how much history we've been able to make with stars from, you know, past generations and past years, and then in the new talent as well, the homegrown talent as well, so.
Well, Impact actually ended up being the biggest star maker of the mid-2000s.
It really did. I mean, if you stop and really look at it, I mean, you know, the mid-2000s, you know, AJ Styles was off and running, and Samoa Joe was off and running, and I was off and running, and, you know, there was a lot of America's Most Wanted was off and running, and, I mean, I can go down the list, because Arian and Daniels, and, you know, there was I think Impact did an incredible job of developing and making stars in the mid-2000s, and that's evident today. You can see the careers that these guys have gone on to have, and the careers that they've gone on to continue to grow professionally and personally. And, you know, that's another thing that that Impact can really put its hat on is, you know, the development of wrestlers over the last decade or so. It has been really impressive, I believe.
I'd like to see Jeff Jarrett get back in the ring. What do you think about that?
Wow, you know, I kind of would too. I think a lot of people are, you know, wondering about that. And, a lot of people have that question in their mind. You know, will he return to the ring or will he won't? Yeah, I don't have an answer. I don't know. I don't know. You know how Jeff feels about that, and where his you know, he keeps that pretty close to the belt as far as, you know, letting that out and so forth. So I certainly would love to see Jeff, you know, get back in the ring. I think he's a legend in this business. I think he's a guy that has continued to help the wrestling business grow in so many different ways, in the ring and outside the ring, in front of the camera and behind the scenes. You know, I know he's got a lot left in his tank too. You know, I can tell that just by talking to him. His passion is stronger now than it was when I met him 15 years ago. So, you know, we'll see. Never say never, and you know, time will tell.
He's a tremendous promoter, but I feel like it would pop the brand if he were to come back in the ring.
Sure, I mean when you have somebody like a Jeff Jarrett in that star power, anytime he steps foot back in the ring, it's going to make some waves, and create a buzz, and you know, and that's what we're about doing is making Impact, creating that buzz again, and moving the company forward in a positive direction. You know, Jeff would be a major part of that, obviously, if he decided to do that.
Abyss, are you excited to get back on the road?
I am. As a company, I am. I think it's, you know, it's something that the brand has seriously lacked over the last few years, getting out, touring internationally and domestically here at home, you know, and letting the fans regionally, you know, in all these markets, in the New Yorks, the Chicagos, the, you know, the Los Angeles, all across the country, you know, big and small markets, experience the Impact Wrestling brand and the experience that we provide. And, you know, when we were running house shows, I thought we were really unique in the way we did our presentation and in the way the shows flowed and so forth. So I think, you know, not to mention the revenue stream that it reopens up for the company, I think it's vital to the growth and the survival of any wrestling company. And I think, you know, we're starting back on the road, as you probably know, in August. The first week in August, we'll do a house show loop in the New York area, 3 days. That's our first undertaking of the house show experience in a few years. So it's big for the company. I think it's big for wrestling. It's big for wrestling fans that we're going to be out on the road again, and you can come see us, you know, at your local auditorium or arena. And I think everybody's really excited too to get back to work, get back on the road.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Impact hit the road again and to check out some of the shows whenever they're within a few hours away from here, Montreal. And hopefully you'll come up to Montreal once again and the surrounding areas in Canada and the United States. It'll be great to have Impact back on the road. And I'd love to see Don West be a part of it, too.
Yeah, I mean, D-Dub, Don was such a huge part of our live event business and the house show business. You know, he was the voice and the face a lot of times of what we were doing on the road. So, again, you never say never. You know, we'll see what the future holds. But, you know, regardless, I think that, you know, Impact getting back on the road and doing house shows is a huge step in the right direction, in a positive direction.
So with the departures of Al Snow, Pat Kenny, and Gregory Helms, who are the main producers right now? I know there's you, Sanjay Dutt. Who else?
Scott DeMore as well, Dutch Mantel. You know, everybody there really gets their hands in on. You know, Jeff is very active. You know, he's not just the executive producer. Jeff's very hands-on. Jeff produces segments as well. So, you know, there'll be a strong presence there on the producers and guys that have done it, you know, with Scott and Dutch and myself and Sanjay and Jeff and so forth. So, you know, yeah, it's going to be a great opportunity for us to really mainstream everything and focus everything and get everything going in the right direction. And, you know, I love the producers we have, and please don't get me wrong, you know, Pat and Shane and Al are incredible wrestling minds. I learned so much off of all three of those guys, so I was very sad to see them go. You know, but what we have in place, I think, is going to be a really strong team of producers and agents to help the talent, you know, reach the goals that we need them to reach.
Slammiversary July 2nd on pay-per-view. It's Joseph Park and Jeremy Borash against Josh Matthews and Scott Steiner on the 15th anniversary celebration event of Impact Wrestling. Abyss, any final words on that regard?
I'm excited. I'm honored. I can't wait for July 2nd. It's a celebration, you know, that means an awful lot to me. It's the most meaningful show of the year to me every year because it's a reminder of our beginnings and of our roots and the start of this company back in 2002. So I'm really proud of that. I'm really excited. And, you know, the other thing I'd like to say is just thank you to the fans. Thanks to the wrestling fans who have stuck with us through the good and the bad. To those fans that walked away from us, you know, come back to and give us another shot, you know. I think you'd be surprised at some of the things we're doing and the new direction and the vision of the company. But just thank you. Thank you to the wrestling fans that have supported Impact over the years and supported me over the years. You know, without you guys, literally none of it would have happened.
The Monster Abyss. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Ryan.